The lawyer for Alfred Agbisi Woyome, David Annan, has questioned why YOCO should present its interim report to President Mills when the matter is in court. He said since the court has not ruled on the case, YOCO should have delayed the submission of its report. He spoke to George Ankra.
What I'll say is that the report hasn't brought out anything new. There is nothing new in that report that we did not know, and that mainly did not come from Mr. Woyome himself. The only revelation, I'd say, is the aspect of some money paid to the wife of one of the state's senior state principal state attorneys. Now, that amount paid in itself doesn't mean much, since you cannot decipher why that money was paid. And to the best of my knowledge, no reasons have been given why that money was paid. But even if the money was paid to influence the state attorney, it certainly does not detract from the facts. What are the facts? And what YOCO has written initially simply is a rehash and a confirmation to some extent in some part of the case that we have against ex-president Kufuor and other members of his government, and which is an indictment of their MPP. Those are facts that we've already stated. The fact that already in Mr. Chris Akume's writ against President Kufuor, who by the way is still running away from the service, we still can't find him to serve. But my problem with the ECHO report is that it is premature. It is premature because the matter is in court. You have an injunction pending against you. One would have thought that to avoid a charge of contempt, you would not issue a report at this time. Whether that matter in court is sound legally or not. Once a ruling has not been given on it, I think that the YOCO should have held the fire. Why the rush to file or to present an interim report? The same thing happened with the BNI. They presented an interim report on the baking soda matter, and that seems to be the end of it. We haven't heard about the final report. So, all in all, I think the statement in that report that the president or not actually tried twice to stop the payment, I think you would have to be taken with some degree of caution, because it is clear from what the president said that he did not authorize the payment, and the impression was created by the opposition press. That statement meant that he did not know about the payment. So now if YOCO is coming out to say that twice he tried to stop it, you're only going to give the MPP ammunition. As we can see from the opposition papers this morning, you're going to give them ammunition that the president was trying to be cautious with the events. Now, I don't think that that is the right way to go about things. Thirdly, the amount of the extent to which they have not only done an investigation, but they seem to have included certain recommendations, which recommendations appear to be passing judgment. If you say that there was a defense to be filed, if you say that Mr. Woyome had no case, he had no reason to be paid, these are issues that are yet to be determined in the many cases that exist.
Mr. Annan expressed surprise about the manner in which the MPP is making propaganda, describing the situation as ridiculous. He said the MPP has no moral standing to discuss the issue because they've expressed lack of confidence in YOCO's status.
I think, first of all, that it is ridiculous, I repeat, ridiculous for the MPP to in any way speak to this matter, especially with the ECHO report. We can speak to it, but I don't think that the MPP can. Why? Because you are the very people who are in court saying that ECHO doesn't have the power to investigate. That is their case. That is the case of Victor Safamafo. He's saying that the ECHO does not have the remit to investigate this matter because of certain reasons. Now, they are going for an injunction against the YOCO. How dare they turn around after having shown cowardice and after having run away, unlike Mr. Woyome, who went to face YOCO, from the YOCO investigation, how dare they now turn around and seek to use the report from the very body which they are saying in court cannot and should not and must not investigate Mr. Safamafo, and by extension doesn't have any power to investigate Mr. Safamafo and therefore anybody else regarding this matter. How dare they now seek to use the report, which in their view must be deemed to be illegal, as a political tool? I don't know what kind of morals this party has. I don't know what kind of standard they have. Because if you had any standards at all, you would not comment on a matter which you yourself agree is illegal and that the Yoko shouldn't be doing what they're doing. So first of all, we should throw any comments that the MPP bring into the gutter, into the dustbin, because they are not worth the air with which they are spoken. We should disregard completely any attempt to vilify Mr. Woyome or the president or the NDC for that matter, and we should just let the law take its course. The matter is in court. We have several suits against them. We have one against President Kufuor on this same matter, and I do not think that it is the proper thing to do to be commenting on whether or not Mr. Kufuor, for example, is guilty. We could have started a media blitz by prejudicing the matter and saying that Mr. Kufuor is guilty, that Mr. Kufuor is liable. We could have done all that, the same thing that they are doing to Mr. Woyomi. We could have done that to Mr. Kufuor, but we've been very decent about this matter. We have not spoken much about it, except to say that Mr. Kufuor is not picking up the service, and therefore we think he's evading the service, and we've refrained from even telling Ghanaians what our case is. I think that is the proper way to go.
David Annan, a lawyer for Alfred Agbesi Woyome. The convener of the Forum for Governance and Justice, Dr. Clement Opak, says the findings of the interim report of the Economic and Organized Crime Office, which indicted both present and former government officials, clearly demonstrates President Moses' vowed stance to fight corruption. He said all public officials who are found guilty should be punished. President Mills last month commissioned the IOCO to investigate the circumstances leading to the payment of judgment debt to businessman Alfred Woyome.
The president, in his bid to demonstrate his seriousness about fighting corruption and to show that he's transparent and has done nothing wrong in facilitating the amount that Woyome received, commissioned IOCO to investigate the matter and to present him with facts based on which he will make a decision on the right course of action. As a democratic nation, every citizen has the right to seek redress in court. And in that vein, the former government officials, although they could have facilitated the work of IOCO and could have provided information which could have been very valuable in the work of IOCO, chose to go to court to challenge the invitation that they are received by IOCO to appear before it. Whether or not their presence in court challenging IOCO's mandate in inviting them is going to impact on the outcome of the IOCO report we are yet. The reason is because the government itself is also in court, at least contesting the judgment debt payment doled out to Alfred Agbesi Woyome. And my understanding is that this is because there are two dimensions to the issue. There is a civil dimension and then there is a criminal dimension. The civil dimension is the reason why the government is back in court, or the state is back in court, seeking to retrieve what the IOCO report now clearly demonstrates that Alfred Agbesi Woyome was not entitled to. So we still have to monitor and see how things are going to unfold. But at least what the interim report does is to offer the good people of Ghana a better understanding about how the issue came to be, who the major players are, and those who are likely to be held culpable.
Some people are of the view that the report has been out too early. Do you hold the same view?
In fact, I don't. Because if you look at how the conversation has transpired since this issue came to public attention in December, the various attempts to politicize it, although clearly we have always argued that this should be a national issue because the monies that are paid out in judgment debt in general do not belong to party A or B. And the fact that even members of the minority in parliament held a press conference suggesting that perhaps the president was in the know and perhaps intentionally facilitated and allowed this to go on so that he could benefit from it for his re-election campaign. It only makes sense that the IOCO report would come out as soon as possible to allay any misconceptions and to point all of us in the right direction.
What do you think the public officials who are implicated in this are prepared to cooperate, since we are told in the report that the former Minister of Education and the then Attorney General, under whose tenor these monies were paid, did not give oral evidence to IOCO when they contacted him because the former government officials did not agree to cooperate with IOCO?
That is where I am disappointed, because as citizens of the state, our first and foremost loyalty is to the state. What that also means is that we must respect the authority of state institutions, particularly so those mandated to investigate. In that sense, they have done the nation a great disservice. And it is still my hope that all those who have information beneficial to unraveling this saga would henceforth move to make that information available so that we can have a conclusive and definitive plan of action.
Convener of the Forum for Governance and Justice, Dr. Clement Afar, talking to Yaya Kwamwa. Meanwhile, reports reaching Radio Ghana indicate that Mr. Woyome has resigned as board chairman of the National Board for Small-Scale Industries.